Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, this next part we're going to talk about of the program, we're going to continue to kind of focus because today is a day of dedication. I want to begin to think about, you know, when you're seeing what's taking place in America today, I mean, it's just, you think about this. We see all the frustration. I know you're probably frustrated. You know, the dangerous thing, when you get so frustrated and you can't do anything, you feel like you're powerless to do something about it, eventually you just shut down. It's almost like a fight or flight type system. Your body will just shut down because you can't, if you can't do anything about it. But that's a lie by the enemy saying you can't do anything about it. You know, the enemy's trying to keep, that's what VFN TV and VFN Radio is about, to let you know that not only can you do something about it, but you've been empowered by God. And it's just a journey of coming back to God to allow God to use you and speak through you. But with that, we know that, so for example, I had somebody, you know, we have a neighborhood watch in our community, and you know, the Lord had kind of asked, kind of encouraged me to do that. I kind of put it off for quite a while, and then he sent messengers to me, my neighbors, saying, hey, we need to have a neighborhood watch. And so we got together, and we're actually talking, and I've got this frustration going on because I'm seeing, you know, I'm thinking like, y'all really can't see that this is really bad decisions that we're making? Are you really printing up $10 trillion here and not saying no big deal? Are you really taking God's name off of that and off of this? Are you really bringing this into the nation and that in the nation? I'm thinking like, you really can't see. And of course, we're going to talk about this in our conversations. There's nothing worse than a blind mind. Because the truth is, a blind mind cannot understand what you're saying. They cannot see what you're saying. And we'll be talking about it in the future. But you're so frustrated. So the one of the neighbors called and had one of the candidates come to our neighborhood watch. And so he came, and I was so encouraged by him coming, and as he was just talking and sharing and that type of thing, and all of a sudden it just dawned on me, oh my goodness, if we just get good godly leaders, you know, and get behind them, and bless his heart, you know, I just had all this pent up energy, and man, when I got a hold of it, I'm like, come on, let's just do it, and probably just totally freaked them out. But the whole thing was, I'm just like, I just thought, you know, the truth is that I was very encouraged by his demeanor and his patience and his grace and his mercy with me, because I mean, I just went like, oh, you got to do this. And so he was very merciful. Because the hope is in Jesus Christ. It's not, you know, we need godly leaders, but without God, there are no godly leaders, you know, without putting God first. And then I went and talked to some of his opponents and things that are running, and right in the middle of the conversation, and Pat, I know you can attest this, correct? I mean, you were there with me. We're having this conversation with.
Yeah, that happened.
Remember that? And so I was right in the middle of it, and then all of a sudden I just felt, I thought, this is dirty, didn't I? I feel dirty, you know? And I think the politics, the things that we allowed to happen, I mean, because of the church, you know, and our message is to the church, it's not to the world. And we thank God for anybody, a Christian, that will get up and begin to lead. But it was so dirty. I just stopped in the middle of our conversation with this particular person. And Pat and I were there. And I just said, this feels dirty. And I just said, you know, I kind of stepped away from it, you know. And the truth is, there's no salvation in a man. And things will get undirty when the church gets undirty. So we're not going to be able to expect, you know, these crystal clean, right motive type healthy leaders coming out of a nation whose church is not healthy. And so, you know, the answer is, you know, the United States is a byproduct of a healthy church, you know, that when the pilgrims were being persecuted because what they did was they read the Bible, you know, and they didn't want, they understood I had to make a personal decision for Jesus Christ myself. And so they had to begin to learn on a journey of finding God and being taught. And they've been persecuted. And finally, they try to get on boats to be able to get away from the queen who was, you know, she was a, you know, Puritan. She was almost like a spitting word. You know, they just hated because they integrated the church with the government. So to be able to switch church or leave the church is actually to be, you know, leaving the government. You're literally, you know, surrendering. They considered it treason. So they would kill you. They would kill you for leaving the church. And so because they integrated church and government. So the queen was over the church. And so they would kill you for one to switch church. How many Christian Americans? Anyway, so you think about this. And so they were just trying to get away to worship God. They didn't care. They got locked up in prison and all these different things were going on. And so one particular time they were getting on their boats. They got all their money together and they were going to go. This captain agreed to be able to take them somewhere, and their families and their wives and all that, the children and all their belongings, got on this boat, and he was going to take them somewhere away from where they were. And they didn't know it, but the captain had made a deal with the queen. And he said that if you let me keep all of their money and their treasures, when they get on there, I'll bring them to you. And so all the pilgrims got on the boat with their families, their children and all. And that captain kept all their money and all their stuff and locked them up. We have so far to go, because today's church, you know what I'm saying? It's like, how many people would have quit at that point? How many people would quit that point? They would say, I'll just join what is, I'll just surrender to what is. But, these dudes were awesome. There was just a few of them, and we'll talk more about that in the future, but they just persisted. So this time, when they finally got out, they cut a deal with another captain, but this time they put their wives and their children on rafts, because they said, if we're going to get on this boat, we're going to get on the boat and just have them kind of float down and meet us possibly. They didn't know whether their wife or children were actually going to meet up. And so they get on this boat, and obviously this particular captain didn't do them in. And somehow that raft comes down that river with the wives and children, and they meet up and they get on the boat. And all of a sudden this big, huge storm happens that ends up destroying every boat in the water except for theirs, and it blows them right on shore to a different land. And they were there for a season, and then they begin to head over to what we call now the United States of America, because all their passion was, I just want to worship God. But they found out that only out of, I believe, 150 of them, that the only one would actually hold enough people. So the shepherd had to pick which 75 would go and which 75 would stay, something like that nature. The number, we'll have more about that. And so they were willing to leave half their people. There's people that won't even leave their lunch money in America, much less leave a family member, like the Moravians, who sold themselves into slavery that Jesus might receive his reward, And so that 75 came over. The captain brought them over to America, and they're just passionately just like, get away from me. I just want to worship God. They want to worship God. That's what that was, And so then there were so many of them dying during the winter. The captain's going, listen, you need to come back. And the First Nation people, the Indian people, were watching them, that they were concerned that if they started burying people individually, then they would see that they were dying off by numbers. So they buried the pilgrims in a mass grave. So they would, like, only one person had actually died. And this is all for a passion to worship God, Wow. And so, long story short, they said, no, we're not going to go back. I mean, why would you go back if you want to worship God? Because the queen's not going to let you to worship God. And by the way, this is why you don't want to mix government with the church, right? And so they stay steadfast. The pilgrim people, loved on the First Nation, the Indian people. There was other people coming to America, like businessmen and people trying to take advantage and loot and enslave. But the pilgrims, that's not what the pilgrims had done. It's not like the Thanksgiving little thing you see about Thanksgiving. It's nothing like that. And so and that's where it began. They came to America because they wanted the freedom just to worship God. They would have worshiped God in England, Great Britain, but they wouldn't let them do it. They would have worshiped them in all these. So they came to America, and that's why we have the First Amendment. The First Amendment's there because they said, never again shall the government make any laws concerning our worship of God. Just back away from that. Wow. You see, but we don't know that, and we want to get God's perspective. That's what VFN Radio is about. We got to get God's perspective. This is not a good idea. This is people that were dying, trying to worship God, and the devil was working through, spirit. We call it second heaven, but that's Ephesians 6:12, spiritual wickedness and all that stuff, capturing people and forcing them to do all the kind of stuff. And so they just wanted to worship God. That's what it's all about. And So you think about it, America is a byproduct, the United States of America. Obviously the Lamb was here already, but the United States of America, the most blessed nation outside of Israel has ever been on the face of the earth, the wealthiest nation, and all these wonderful things that have come out of America alone now with negative things. But it came because a few people wanted to worship God openly.
You said there was the 75 of them, right?
Yeah, I believe it was 75.
Right. That's interesting, because if you think about it, wasn't there 75 of Jacob's clan that migrated?
Yes. I believe it was 75.
Joseph was going to take care of them.
I believe it was 75.
I thought it was 75.
Oh, my goodness. You are the man of numbers. That's why Pat is who he is. That's right. And they came out millions, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so when you think about the First Amendment, you know, he says the Congress shall make no law concerning the church. So America is a byproduct of the church. And what happened today, America is saying we're allowing the church. The leaders saying we're allowing the church. No. The church is allowing America. The church says, no, you know, this is how it's going to be. And so, and we'll talk more about that, and we'll talk more about the format of different things that in our particular format that's taken on. But I want to be able to share that with you briefly. That's some of the things we're going to talk about, because we want you to have God's perspective. We want to know, want you to know why we're doing what we're doing. Amen? Amen. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.